What's up, dude? How you feeling? We are live. It is 8 in the morning. I feel incredible.
Let's not even pretend I am here psychologically or consciously. Now I see why all those morning routine guys do all that insane shit.
Dude, you are like...
That's how you wake up. You have to sit in a cold plunge to get your eyes open at 5 a.m.
Yeah. Your eyes aren't even open, dude. Listen. They are glazed.
Listen, I'm here.
You have a layer
of
glaze over your eyes.
I'm here, dude. It's fine. I'm here.
You know what's funny is like I saw some tweet that was like, you know, there's people that stay up till 4 a.m. and there's people that wake up at 4 a.m. Mm-hmm. and they marry each other. And I'm thinking, or they do a podcast.
Or they do a podcast. Yeah, yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. And that's what we have done. Don't worry. I'll be awake by the end of the bonus.
Okay. Good. Good. Yeah, we're going to have a blazing hot last 5 minutes of the bonus episode. So sign up now at teamgstudios.tv.
Yeah, you're going
to
want that really good 5 minutes. You know, we used to be good for the whole 2 hours. Now, you know, as men get older, you know, they're only good for the 5 minutes. And
when it doesn't matter.
Yeah, when it doesn't matter. After you've already finished.
Yeah.
Suddenly we have stamina.
Yeah.
And we're back.
What's up, guys? This is the TMG Podcast. This is today's free episode. If you want this episode ad-free and extra bonus episode, you can find that right now on our website. TMGfans.tv. Sign up for a membership now at TMGfans.tv. And if not, then enjoy this one.
The mystery of the flying saucers may soon be solved.
If you've ever smoked weed at literal Woodstock, you're not a stoner. Goodbye.
The Army Air Forces has announced that a flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
I'm gay as fuck.
I'm trying to get my honor season.
The so-called flying saucers.
Look at all these fucking chickens.
Malone Brown, you hear this hole? No. Malone Brown dick in your mouth?
Please look at all the signs. Fasten your seatbelt and get ready for debate.
I'll be good in the last 2 minutes of the show.
Yeah. That's usually how it works now anyways. This is usually a warm-up.
An hour of warming up.
The real shit happens in the bonus, which again, you can find at TMGstudios.tv.
TV, yeah. Okay, I feel like you can dance like Taylor Lautner.
Yeah.
I feel like you can.
Fucking, thank you, man.
I feel like you can do that move.
Fucking thank you. Wait, I didn't actually. I just saw the backflip.
Oh, bro. No.
Can you explain it for the people listening that don't know what you're talking about?
Yeah.
I mean,
so,
everyone probably knows.
Yeah. If you hadn't seen this, oh, this feels really good.
What?
To be a grown man reporting on Taylor Lautner. If you didn't see this weekend, Taylor Lautner stunned people worldwide
at the Eras Tour screening.
He, Taylor, amongst many other Taylor fans, but not fans of him per se, witnessed as he executed some of the most diabolical, fantastical moves you've ever seen. All right, look at this. So it's... Oh, wait. Wait, watch it.
What the fuck is that Twilight-ass move?
I know. Just wait. Just wait. Just wait.
Boom.
See, that's crazy, right? So he just did a backflip and like a little Superman move and then a front somersault.
Why is he doing
this? Okay, now wait. Look at this shit right here. Look at this. I feel like you can do that.
Oh, yeah, dude.
I feel like you can do that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just fucking nailed that.
Dude.
I can't do that part, though.
No, his hand.
Let me try to do the whole thing.
Okay. Did you just dislocate your C3?
Ow! Ow!
My arms are cold. That's a good frame.
It's like a frog.
Yeah, frogs in a hot pot be like. Okay, no, like so when he pops up here and then he does this thing, look at this. His his hand is in 4-4.
Yeah, yeah.
No. His hips are in 4-4.
Okay.
But his hand's like 5-3. Like, it's like odd. It's like...
That's kind of sick. It's an interesting swing, you know?
I was trying to do it in the kitchen. I couldn't hit it.
Try it.
No. I can't.
Why?
No, I just can't hit that shit.
Oh, okay.
It just doesn't work.
Huh. But why? Why was he doing this?
Oh, I guess he used to date Taylor.
Yeah, which makes it more weird.
I know. But yeah, I don't know why he's...
Like, why is he up there like, this is my ex's film?
I don't know. Someone was telling me a pretty funny tweet that was like, someone get this guy a commercial, please. Like, just book him some kind of work.
That's so mean. That's so fucking mean.
I know it is, but look at this.
My man is lost.
Yeah. look.
Wait, what was this?
It's just a person like backflipping in a movie theater. Yeah.
Like, so, what was the lead up to this?
Wait, so for the people on audio, let me tell you how you watch this. If you're listening on audio in a car, if you drive up to 100 miles an hour, you'll actually just, you'll see the video. It will project into your mind if you do 100 miles an hour right now. Now, it's Taylor Lautner, the dude from Twilight, if you remember that, and Shark Boy. He's in the front row pit area of the movie theater, and he's at the Taylor Swift Eras Tour screening. And
Screening. Wait, hold on. Keep going. We'll talk about this after.
So there's the first scene. He does a backflip into a one hand on the ground, his right hand on the ground, his left hand behind him in the air like a superhero, like a Captain Falcon type. Yeah. And then he does another one where he does a backflip, and then he does like a B-boy move where he like falls on his back and pops back up. And then he does the craziest thing I've ever seen. He shakes his hips in 4-4, and he drags his hand in 5-3. It's an off time. It's like it's the sexualized equivalent of pat my head and rub my stomach. It's so crazy. It's like also, him, Ludwig. There's something about like. White dudes, you guys can hit, like, full white dudes, you can hit crazy moves.
Full white dudes?
Yeah, full white dudes. Full white dudes. 100% white, you can do crazy shit that's, like, off to... It's, like, it's so offbeat, it's on beat in an impressive way.
Yeah.
Like, you hit that clean. Like, that was in your genetics. You nailed that.
I'm a natural, what can I say?
Dude, I was in the kitchen just trying. I couldn't do it.
What do you think I do when I'm DJing, man?
Yeah, yeah, fucking.
I do that. Yeah. Let's go.
Yeah.
So what's funny is that like this is the tweet is phrased like it's the premiere or something.
Yeah.
It's not. It's a screening. Every like movie you go to is a screening.
Right.
So he's just at one of the times that this movie is. And what was the lead up to this? Why did he start dancing?
Yeah, who's this girl that he's like backflipping into?
Like, what the fuck?
look at this girl like trying to like track with him. She's like, "Whoa, shit!"
Holy fuck! I just want to know like why he's what led up to this
dancing like a crazy 9-year-old.
Like, this is your wait. You dated this girl, right?
Yeah.
He's like, "I sure as fuck did. Should I get up there and do a backflip?" What?
I'm gonna go up
wait,
there
what?
And
no.
do a backflip.
Yeah, no. And okay, no, I'll do it. Yeah. Oh, fine. If you're making me do it, I'll go do it.
No, don't do it.
Don't sit down. Sit down. It's gonna be weird. All right, fucking fine.
Can we get the second half again? Just let it rip.
Can we hear it once with sound, and we can?
Yeah, we can just say nothing.
Cut it out because I really want to hear like how high people are. This is sad, right?
I don't know because that ending move is so crazy that I'm glad he did it.
this is also a great frame.
Yeah, this is a crazy ass frame.
You should never be in this position at a movie theater. Ever. You should not be upside down.
Let me tell you, dude, if someone came in there and shot that place up, Taylor is ducking all those bullets, man.
What a horrible thought.
Sorry.
That's true, though.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah, he's...
I can't get him.
Wait a second.
He was in a recent music video for Taylor Swift.
Mute it. Let's see it.
Oh, 3 months ago. Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Was there additional context that we're missing?
Oh, if he does a backflip in this video?
Yeah, wait, pause it for a sec. What do you mean get this guy commercial? Yeah. He was in a music video for his ex.
Yeah.
It's just as good.
Man, is that humiliating? For your ex to cast you?
That's what I mean. Like, it's kind
of... Yo, oh, go back. That fucking... I didn't know Taylor Swift was so gymnastic. That's so crazy.
Damn, dude.
Bro, he's limber. What the hell? What the fuck, man?
Why didn't he do that shit on stage? I would want to see that.
This is the craziest thing ever, dude. He looks like a... Oh, my God. How do you even describe this, man? Dude.
My boy's flexible. He's got the hammies.
He can
suck
his own dick for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
He can blow himself.
He probably might in this video.
He can eat his own ass, man. He can play with himself. Imagine it, tongue in his ass, on his own dick by his cheeks. Sorry.
What?
I'm delirious.
I'm picturing him like a dog. Like he's like mid fight. He like does this move, kicks these two thieves in the face, and then just eats his own ass, gets distracted for a second.
Dude. What is he like? I want to say he looks like a car symbol, like the Ram logo or something. The Ram logo
points down. He does
look down.
Like an emblem.
Yeah. Yeah. My trophy animals on the wall be like, yeah, I don't know. Can I see the kick again? God, dude.
every frame is perfect. Every time we
bam!
Stop.
Bam!
That shit hits.
Dude, you'd have to CGI that for other people.
He trained for this.
Yeah, clearly, man. Man, you know, I'm picturing him with like the stunt coordinator, and he's like, "You want me to do this?" And then he like does it. Stunt coordinator's like, "Yeah, I mean, we can see if it plays." He's like, "No, I'm gonna do it." Yeah, and then he just does it, and they're like, "I get all right."
Yeah, he's like, "Holy fuck!"
What? When did he get so into martial arts?
Shark Boy's version.
What the hell?
Oh, he does the same shit?
Yeah, it's same choreographer. Like,
so he learned it for Shark Boy and still knows it. Yeah, so that was his suggestion as well.
Yeah. You know,
like,
Shark
do we have,
Boy,
like, some sort of rod? I could spin that shit. Yeah. The stunt guy's like, I guess.
Yeah. Shark Boy did this thing. It's, it'll be super epic for the people to see.
Also, this shit.
Yeah.
Director's like, I guess it would work.
Man, I did not know Taylor Lautner was like a karate kid. Oh, man.
So does he do a backflip?
Ah, bro, he was born 10 years too late. Ah, that sucks.
What do you mean?
He should have been born in 81 or like 78 or something.
You just think he was born in the wrong era?
Well, because I'm saying if he was
more of an 80s soul, you know?
No. If he was doing all this karate shit in like the late 90s, early 2000s as an adult, he'd have been in every action film ever.
Yeah. So true.
And then they would have been marketing movies around him, like, you know, Taylor Lautner?
Yeah.
The sort of Asian looking guy?
Yeah.
Guess what?
Yeah.
He's in another film doing the rod thing.
Yeah.
And the split kicks. Yeah. Jackie Chan, Taylor Lautner are the drunken fighters. And they're just fucking. You go back and watch old action movies, like the acting in some of those is fucking
atrocious.
Yeah, so awful, man. He'd have been fine.
so that's the backstory, is that that song started playing in the movie and everyone saw that he was in the theater. Probably.
So they were like, wait, it's your,
get up there, do the moves.
And he's like, yeah, I'll do some moves from the video. I'll do some moves that they cut from the video. How about that?
Yeah. I'll show you a little BTS.
All right, so they're going to do this one.
Yeah.
But we had to cut that. Ran a little too long.
Does someone have a fucking pole?
Yeah.
Anyone have like a rod of any type? No pole?
They hand him a broom. He's like, it's weighted weird.
Yeah, it does.
It's just a little bit off. And he's like, huh, a little too light as well. I need some girth to it. Yeah, man. Taylor. But I knew you would hit that shit, man.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And I don't even say that like I'm trying to like embarrass you or something. I mean, I just genuinely saw that and I just said, I feel like Cody can do this.
And I did it.
You did.
So. Excuse me. And I could do this one too.
Yeah. I feel like you could nail that one too, though.
Yeah.
From diving?
Yeah. I'm still like kind of flexible.
Yeah. Do the splits right now, man.
I can't do the splits. Never
could.
You
just stand up and just fucking.
Yeah, just. Ay!
Like this? Man. I don't know why I just thought of you like in your college years at a frat party and someone being like, Cody's pretty flexible. It's like, Cody, do the splits. And you're like,
I never could do that. People could, though. Definitely. Like, I definitely was on the team with people that would do that sort of shit.
Just in a party? Just
yeah. Yeah.
What is that? Am I weirding you out?
Yeah, yeah. What's wrong? Dude can't sit like this in the splits now? It's fucking 2010.
Group of girls at a frat house. A dude walks up like, yo, what's good?
Ladies, what's good? Say.
They're just
sorry.
All, yeah.
A little tight.
They're all on the couch. And
a little tight from practice this morning, so just got to stretch it out a little bit. Wait, is he like this? Like horizontally or?
Yeah, no, vertically? it's like that one in front of the other.
Yeah.
So he's like.
No, he's posted up on two chairs to get over, over. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
His sack's hanging lower.
Yeah, so he's deep.
Yeah, he's deep as fuck.
What'd you guys get into today?
What'd you guys get? Oh, fuck, man.
Yo, get your dog away from here. Yo, chill.
Yeah, like that.
This dude.
No, you got to go deeper, I think.
Yeah, like the Russian way.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like the Russian gymnastics.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Taylor can definitely do that. For sure. Yeah. I'm not going to drink that. I'm going to drink this.
Yo, speaking of flips, I had a violent dream.
What was it?
It was violent, but it wasn't graphic, if that makes sense. Like, it wasn't bloody.
Okay.
I don't know. I can't even remember what the context was. But I watched this guy rip some dude's head off in a public space.
Okay.
And when he did it, the person's head, like, it looked like ice cream and beans just like came out of its nose and neck. Like it was like.
That's sick. Like a claymation.
Yeah, film. Yeah. And then the dude just ran into traffic and did like 50 flips after getting nailed by a car. And it was super funny.
I like
funny.
That. Like, we love a good ragdoll on this show.
Yeah. And then I woke up.
What time did you go to bed?
Midnight-ish.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. You know. But I haven't slept a ton in the past like 3 days. So
why?
Something.
How was the weekend?
I don't want to talk about it yet.
Okay.
But I can say my comedy special is coming out in a week.
Woo!
On YouTube. Thank you. Thank you.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Congrats, dude.
Thanks, dude.
That's so huge. Long time coming.
Yeah, you know, in my special, it's just an hour of me doing Taylor Lautner eating his butt and jerking off next to his face. That's how I walk out and I'm like, you ever think about how flexible Taylor Lautner is? I bet he could do this. And the crowd's like, keep doing it.
Do you do the whole special in splits?
Yeah.
In over splits?
Yeah, over splits. Yeah. Man, I got to get flexible for the next one so I could do that.
Yeah.
Put the microphone in my foot. What's good? Doing crowd work with my feet. How long y'all been together? Nice. Bro, what are you drinking right here? Is this Hypnotic? Yeah, you're a slut, dude.
Enjoy your blue piss.
Yeah. No, I'll do the Cirque du Soleil.
What's your name?
Yeah.
Tyler. Fucking Tyler's a shitty name.
No, I'll do the Cirque du Soleil where I'll walk around on my hands with my feet
yeah, exactly.
hanging over my head. Damn. Yeah. Yeah, no, it's an hour of riveting content. Jokes, personal anecdotes. So check it out on October 24th.
What's it called?
Stop Crying.
Yeah.
I wanted to do, you know.
What?
The mean one before Stop Crying.
What was it? Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. Can't do that on YouTube, though.
Can't do that on YouTube.
Yeah.
If you watch the special, you'll get it.
Yeah.
Cody gets it. He's seen it already.
Yeah, I've seen it. It's great.
He's in.
So go watch it.
He's in on it. And yeah.
Yeah.
Long time coming. So
congrats.
Thanks, dude.
Yeah. October 24th is next Friday?
Next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday. Sorry.
Damn.
Sorry, dude.
I thought you were a morning routine guy. October 24th is.
I don't know the calendar.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
So tune in next Thursday at 2 a.m.
What was it?
October. It was November.
Damn. We're trying to promote something with like a drunk like news host.
Yeah, so.
I got Noel Miller in studio today at ABC 7, man. You got something coming out.
Yeah, October 24th. My special comes out.
Oh, yeah, October. I love going back and forth.
Yeah. So check him out. New album. It's come out.
Got a great voice. Kid can sing his ass off. Noah, stand-up comedy. We're standing up for it, man.
Yeah. Where's that?
Yeah. So he's got a new thing coming out. Right. October 24th.
No, we are standing up to racism.
Yeah.
No, that's a good point, man.
No, we should.
You're
definitely
a good guy.
Yeah, let me tell you something. You remind me of my dad.
Of my dad.
He's dead.
He died of alcoholism.
Yeah. He used to fuck me up, man. One time he threw me down the stairs. It was an accident, though. But I think he meant it sometimes. I think about that often.
Anyways, how'd you get into poetry even from the beginning?
Yeah. What made you want to do it? Because it's like, it's a weird job.
Yeah.
I didn't know you could get paid to talk. But I kind of guess that's what this is, right?
Oh, we should fucking get some food.
Yeah, I'm hungry.
How'd you get into being a chef anyway?
How did you own this Taco Bell? When did you buy this Taco Bell? You own the Taco Bell? Oh, you bought the Taco Bell. I thought you said you bought the Taco Bell. And he's out. So yeah, October 24th on YouTube, my YouTube channel, Stop Crying. I was laughing at the title because I was thinking, oh man, people are going to think this is some woke culture needs to get out.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, which
actually
is better.
You need to stop crying.
It's good clickbait.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, I can't wait for one comment that reviews me criticizing. Or it's like, I'm tired of comedians. It's going to be like a whole thing about
that's
the title.
Like someone saying that without having
watched
it.
Yeah, they didn't watch a minute of it.
Yeah.
And they're like, all these comedians need to stop complaining.
Yeah.
Stop crying. How about you stop complaining and be thankful that you have a job where you can talk?
It'll just
be one of those.
Yeah.
I'm going to frame that one.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. So, you know, if you're wondering why all of a sudden I'm posting all these crowd work clips to get the algorithm in my favor.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Man, stand up attracts some funny ass comments.
Are you gonna clip up the actual show?
Yeah, after it comes out. Yeah,
but those usually go crazy on TikTok.
Yeah,
I mean, at least like I see like fucking, I don't know, like Nate Bargatze and Shane Gillis. It's just nonstop. It's like 5 minute clips of their show.
Yeah.
On TikTok, which I think like really helps promote the real thing.
Yeah, that I'll do that after. I feel like specials, you got to do a ton of promo.
Yeah.
So you have to really try to convince people to watch an hour of something.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, it's exciting.
Yeah, that's awesome, dude. I'm pumped for you.
Thanks, man.
Hold on, I'm gonna send one text.
Cody getting a text from Kanye's trainer, Kanye's former trainer.
Dude.
Yo, dude, the schedule's open.
I was just thinking about that the other day.
Didn't they, like, arrest that guy?
No. Oh, no, it was a different guy. What? It was a different trainer.
Wasn't one of his trainers saying some crazy shit?
Yeah, it wasn't that same guy.
Oh, okay.
That I went to, at least.
Oh, okay, got it. I'm not drinking my coffee until I've been awake for at least an hour.
Why?
Because Andrew,
just so we can have a hot bonus episode.
Be a hot bonus episode. Because that's what Andrew Huberman said.
What does he say?
He's my new god.
Yeah?
No, I don't.
Do you also subscribe to the like direct sunlight in your eyes?
I don't think my eyes can get open.
Yeah, you're still not truly open.
I'm
almost
there.
Your lids are open, but there's a layer underneath that's not open yet.
Yeah, yeah. I'm getting there.
The glaze layer.
Yeah. The glare.
The glare.
The glare. Yeah. I did a little video teasing a morning routine guy.
Okay.
And it kind of sent me down a rabbit hole.
Okay.
Like, what?
Ooh, what else?
Because my point in the video was morning routines used to be endearing.
Right.
You know, you look at some of them and it's just some corny guy who goes, as a CEO of a multi-million-dollar company, the first thing I do when I get up in the morning is make my bed.
Mm-hmm.
And like, it's like this epic edit of him making his bed, you know, and then, you know, or it'll be like a guy's like, I like to have, you know, coffee and then go to the gym at 7 a.m. Mm-hmm. Like all the timings were reasonable as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
And, you know, now it's like I get up at 3.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
It's all whatever.
Yeah.
So there's so many people who are like, I did Andrew Huberman's morning routine for 60 days. Dude, these guys talk about productivity during a certain period, and the things they do in the morning would definitely shock you awake. It's like cold plunge and then drink mineral water.
Yeah.
That tastes like shit.
Yeah.
It's supposed to, you know, fire you up.
Yeah.
But the part of it that cracked me up was then they suggest, was this thing NSDR, non-sleep
dick rotations?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, what is it?
It's basically napping with your eyes open.
What?
And he recommends doing that at 3
a.m.
No, p.m.
Okay.
Non-sleep deep rest. I'm like, this, okay.
Non-sleep deep rest.
He might have a doctorate.
It's a method of deep relaxation. It was developed by Dr. Andrew. Oh, he actually developed it.
Okay. He might be a neuroscientist, but bro, this is a nap. This is a nap. And I love how these guys go on and they go, yeah, so you're going to get up at 6 and you're going to, you know, drink your mineral water. And they have this whole routine set up between 6 and 10. Of cold plunge, looking directly into the sun.
Yeah.
Working out.
You know, looking directly into the sun.
Yeah, whatever the hell. And then, and then from 10 to 2, you do like task oriented work.
Yeah.
And then at 3 to 5, you do NSDR, which is a nap. And this guy was like, you know, I like to lay and close my eyes and listen to meditative, you know, like exercises, yeah. But I don't sleep.
Okay.
Like that's basically sleeping.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go. I'm awake, you know?
Yeah. He's like,
no, like
yo, Steve. I'm awake the whole time.
I'm going to wait the whole time.
And it's DR, and it's DR.
I was not sleeping. And then, yeah, from 5.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Waking up just saying some random ass shit because he was in REM sleep. Fucking, get the Hawaiian rolls. I mean, I was NSDR the whole time. Dude, you were fully sleeping.
I was not.
You were sleeping. No, I was not. I was nistering.
Nistering? It's funny you say that, dude. Alina's like that.
What?
She'll fall asleep during movies and I'll start laughing and I'll tap her and I'll go, bro, you're asleep right now. She'll go like, no. No.
Yeah.
I know what's happening.
And it Ever heard of NSDR? Pussy.
All right, babe. I'll like quiz her. I'll be like, what just happened in this scene? She's like, someone died. Yeah, bro. And then from 5 to 9 or 5 to 7 is creative work or something. I don't know, man.
What actually is NSDR?
That's it.
It's, I know, but what do you do? How long are you supposed to do it for?
It's like 15 minutes or something. 15 or 20
minutes.
I might
work it into my routine.
Yeah. For 15 or 20 minutes, you just do something to reset your mind. You can meditate. Yeah.
It's similar to meditation, but rather than sitting upright, you're lying down.
Yeah.
And following guidance from an instructor.
This is just trying not to admit that waking up at 5 made you tired.
Yeah, exactly.
It's trying so hard to pretend.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, no, I'm good. I swear I'm
maybe
good.
Maybe ask to scan your body for places of tension, bring awareness to different parts of your body, or focus on your breathing. Why don't you just nap?
Yeah.
I kind of do this already.
I do this too.
Like, it's natural. Like, if you, I don't know, at least for me, if I try to, like, this is what a nap is for me. Like, sometimes I'll lay down at, you know, like 1 p.m. or whatever. I'll lay down for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And I never actually fully fall asleep, or maybe I do right at the end because I wake up sometimes and I'm drooling a little bit, but it's like 20 minutes on the nose, I'll wake up and I'll feel great.
Yeah, I do the
so
same
we've
thing.
Been NSDRing the whole time.
Yeah, but it's a nap. That's a nap.
Yeah,
you're like, you're taking 15 minutes to get to REM.
Yeah.
And then you're like, I'm good.
Yeah,
I'm
exactly.
good. I'm good.
Yeah.
No, I'm woo. Yeah, I'm up.
Yeah, we've been NAPing.
Yeah.
So dumb.
No, that was good. That was good. I liked it.
We here at TMG Studios have developed a new way of rejuvenating your afternoon energy. We call it NAP.
Non-active presentation.
Yes.
You're not actively presenting.
Yeah.
So what you're going to do, you're just going to lie on your back. And you're going to close your eyes. And you're not going to go to sleep. You're just going to keep them closed.
Yeah.
Until you start drooling.
Yeah.
And then you wake up.
I've been working on this new program that I'm still like tailoring a little bit. It's an afternoon, same sort of thing, like kind of a way to relax and get energy back. I call it JERKINGOFF.
Yeah. We call it JRKQ, jerk quick.
I call it pounding your shit off.
P-Y-S-O. P-Y-S-O. It is a term I came up with after studying doing my thesis at Harvard for my neuroscience master's degree. And pounding your shit off. P-Y-S-O it's really developed from...
ISO.
Is developed from Eastern ideology. In Eastern ideology, they put a lot of emphasis on meditation and focus and energy, how it moves through your body. And all energy is believed to be stored at the base chakra, which is typically associated with pounding your shit off. And that's how I came up with PYSO. Yeah. So what I found is if you pound your shit off at 1, you can immediately get a rejuvenating nap in, and you'll wake up around 7 p.m. Now, if you're in your 20s, you can PYSO, and you could probably wake up 20 minutes later and get right back to work.
Right back to pounding your shit off
again. Right back to pounding your shit off. And that's the danger, is PYSO, it feels good.
Yeah, and it's so relaxing.
That you have to, you have to be good about just doing one.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
If you're in your early 20s, it's easy to get carried away and to do PYSO literally 5, 7, 8 times a day.
Yeah. See, at 1 p.m., it's like sort of a time when all the stresses of the morning, you know, all the concentrated work you've been doing, where you've applied yourself, active work, that comes to a head. And we can relieve that tension naturally by absolutely jacking your shit right off.
Just tugging it to oblivion.
Yes.
You know, because when we say comes to a
beating
head.
Beating your dick off.
It literally comes to your head. You know, you get what we're saying here?
Piso works in conjunction with Bido, beating your dick off.
Yeah.
These are all programs that you have a similar effect, are unique in their own way, but work together.
Because when you're pounding your shit off, it's kind of more like this. Because when you're beating your shit off, it's like two very different energies, you know, and two different, similar, but, you know, programs you want to apply based on the type of work you're doing, you know. So, yeah, as men in our 30s, we would advise PYSO once a week.
Yes.
Because it's typically very hard to be productive.
Yeah.
The what we call the slump off rate is much steeper after 30.
Yeah.
If you PYSO, you're probably going to PASSOUT.
We have this new nighttime routine, GFU, getting fucked up.
Yeah. And how you're going to do that is just going to get a simple bottle of liquor of your choice.
Yeah.
And you're just going to line up about 10 shots.
Yeah, this is from years and years of research, by the way, that I can tell you firsthand, this works. 100% effective in getting fucked up. If you follow the GFU program, you will absolutely get fucked up beyond belief. All right?
We have to start a men's health channel, but it's all that.
Yeah. It's just shit guys already do.
Yeah.
And we just rebrand it.
Yeah, we have to rebrand it, but it has to be all shit that's like bad for you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we're working on this program. We call it it's the gambling program.
Yeah. Yeah. This is called the
boss betting on sports.
So all the acronyms,
the boss program.
All the acronyms are dumb like that.
Yeah.
Okay. I was gonna say, you know, or are they like cleverly like rearranged? You know,
like what?
This program is called extensive risk assessment. So what you're gonna do is you're gonna withdraw about $17,000 and you're gonna go play slots.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what you're doing is for 3 days straight, you are calculating the amount of risk when engaging in a certain activity.
Yeah.
It takes about 72 hours on a slot machine to analyze the amount of risk. But more importantly, we're doing something very important, which is you're over-dopamining the mind. they like that phrase.
Yeah. Over-dopamine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They like talk about it like, you know, you want to charge it up. It's like a battery.
Yeah.
Yeah. So someone was, one of these videos, they're pointing out a study where apparently they go, sugar, cocaine, and something increases dopamine temporarily by 25%, but a cold plunge is seen to raise your baseline 200%.
Not true.
I was like, there's no way a cold plunge feels as good as cocaine.
Yeah. No, doesn't.
Yeah.
At all.
You don't go into a cold plunge and come out and you're like, I'm going to start a business.
Yeah, exactly.
I've never even done cocaine, but I just know that's what happens on cocaine.
I want to start a business.
Yeah. I've done the Adderall shit. It's like, it's the same shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no. You can't do a cold plunge in a bathroom with other, like, people.
What do you mean?
You know?
Oh, yeah, exactly, yeah.
It's not like it's not a fun social activity.
Yeah. It's like, but it would be way weirder than doing
cocaine. Is this your cold plunge?
Yeah. You mind if I get some?
You mind if I get some?
Yeah.
For sure.
You'll cut me a section of this. Five dudes.
Damn, shit's cold.
Dude, my dopamine is fucking going crazy right now. I got a sauna. I just got it yesterday. Sauna. Haven't used it yet, but I'm stoked.
Dude, I can't wait for you to try it. Then you're like, I had another anxiety attack.
Yeah, I know. That shit actually sucks ass. I'm never going to use it again.
Have you gone back in your cold plunge yet?
No, but I'm pumped for this because a cold plunge gets much easier if you like heat yourself up like crazy.
What?
It feels good. And it doesn't feel like torturous.
Yeah, fair.
So I'm going to get in the sauna and then get in the cold plunge and just do that back and forth.
Right.
So that's the new plan, which I'm really stoked for.
These morning routines crack me up, man. As you saw that tweet where it was like, all these guys have these morning routines like they're training for war just to go yeah, be project dude, managers.
Dude, yes. Hold on.
You had to be a project manager at Meta.
Yeah. No, this is a better version of that, I think. A bunch of those tweets have been popping off, but I think this one is the best.
That's so funny.
San Francisco has the highest percentage of people who need 45 minutes of calm meditation, 25 minutes in an Equinox sauna, a $17 smoothie, and 8.5 hours of rest in their 8th sleep to recover from filing 4 JIRA tickets, but also want to leave this high-pressure life and become a farmer.
Yeah.
It's so fucking true, isn't it?
It kills you, man. There are guys that go work in coal mines every day, and their morning routine is like, well, try to get some water in because I drank like 12 last night, so it kind of fucks me up. I've been trying to chill out and do more like 10 a night, but...
I laugh, but I'm the same way, dude.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I got to go recover from this podcast episode.
Yeah.
And switch between my sauna and cold plunge for fucking 4 hours.
You know how I over dopamine the mind?
What?
I drink a coffee late in the day. And then I do a podcast, I drink a coffee late in the day, and then I go play Counter-Strike for exactly 1 hour.
Yeah.
Yelling and getting yelled at and trying to play that game.
Yeah.
That over dopamines
my
mind.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And then and then our team loses, mm-hmm. and then I'm quietly raging the rest of the day.
Yeah.
And that makes me really active.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. That's... Yeah, I feel like over dopamining is a bad thing.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
You would think.
Yeah. Isn't that what Molly is?
Yeah. That's what TikTok is.
Yeah, and that too. It's bad.
I'm just over
dopamine. Yeah. It's important.
It's important. Bro, I left a comment on a Lil Texas song, and it just made me want to do a music video for him.
Did you? Did you hear the new one, the SpongeBob one?
No.
Oh, it's fucking awesome.
We'll
Can we listen
in the
to
bonus.
That? Let's rip it right now, just to get our reactions.
Okay, but then we opened the bonus with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I said, I played this song at the DMV and it 3D printed a Glock. And I just keep imagining a music video where you play one of his songs and it's just like the phone just starts like printing something. It's like.
Yeah.
Texas and Bane. You mean you can't say anything bad about Donald Texas? No, you can't say nothing about Texas.
It gets even better after that.
Yeah.
Devin like loves Lil Texas now.
Mm.
And he's like, dude, we have to make a song and get to 1,000 BPM.
Mm.
No one's ever done it. We have to do it. He keeps talking about getting to 1,000 BPM.
1,000 BPM.
Like it's like, it is really funny. Like it's like a limit that like it's like the 2-hour marathon. Like
yeah.
no one can quite break it.
Yeah.
You know?
Or it's like a car
with
like
we've tried. We can't get to 1,000 BPM.
It's like a car with like 5,000 horsepower or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Song with 1,000 BPM.
It's never been done.
If anyone can do it, he's getting close, dude. Yeah,
he's getting really close.
Yeah.
I just saw some tweet that was like it was a story about this guy and it was like a screenshot of him in jail and it was like he needed 10 grand to pay his own bail, and he just cashed out 13 grand from whatever sports betting website and bailed himself out. And it was like, so the lesson here is clear. Like, you either take risks and end up somewhere good, or you don't. You stay stagnant.
Yeah.
It's like, yes,
I mean, that's truth.
Yeah, that's just straight up truth, man. Yeah, that's why you gamble right there.
You always want to be able to bail yourself out in Vegas, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. You, what?
First ever fossilized. Yeah, so I want to read you this. All right.
I'm ready.
You didn't see this?
Should I close my eyes for NSDR?
Yeah, should we NSDR right now?
Jerkmate.
Oh, I eat the turd. What?
I want it. What is this?
Okay, this is the largest fossilized human turd ever found. It belonged to a sick Viking. Sick Viking. I mean, this guy was fucking sick.
What a sick Viking.
It belonged to a sick Viking in the 9th century AD and has been valued at $39,000.
Whoa.
So I read this to you because I bought it. No, I'm kidding. But we should buy it.
We should buy this, man.
The large precious poop, officially known as the Lloyds Bank coprolite, the word coprolite, simply meaning fossilized dung, this 1,200-year-old log that is thought to be the largest recorded in human history. At 8 inches long and 2 inches wide,
oh,
specimen...
You can sit on that thing.
Why is this written so weird? Specimen was discovered in York, Northwest England in 1972 by construction workers during the building of a Lloyd's TSB branch in an area once ruled by Norse warriors. It takes its name from institution Lloyd Banks. The rapper? The huge poo had another red letter moment in 1991 when dung scientist Dr. Andrew Jones. Dung scientist?
Fact check Andrew Jones right now. I need to know if dung scientist is real. There can't be.
Oh, he's the guy that does the poop tests.
Yeah. We're supposed to do poop tests with those guys.
We should, man. He appraised the piece in the name of insurance.
Appraised?
Yeah.
You can appraise shit?
Yeah, dude. That's how it got its price.
Dude, just sitting there with the little, like, you know, radio, like car radio antenna thing. Like, The lines.
And he's like, $39,000.
Let me get a whiff of that.
Yo, that is rank, dude.
Rank, bro. 39K. Easy. Easy, bro.
Easily, bro. Damn, that is putrid.
Holy hell. Obviously, we need to see this on the Antique Roadshow.
Yeah, exactly. Look at this quote. He told the Wall Street Journal at the time, in its own way, it's as irreplaceable as the crown jewels.
This is the most exciting piece of excrement I've ever seen.
Paleoscatologists have been able to...
Come
dissuade.
On,
that's,
man. Come on. That's
no
a joke.
Way.
That's a joke.
So there's dung scientists and paleoscatologists?
Who... Man, is there even enough shit to study?
This is real?
Nah, bro. Nah. I need a...
Are there like paleo...
I need a paleoscatologist to sound off in the comments right now.
Yeah, please. If you're a paleoscatologist, first of all, sound off. Second of all, we have to talk to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the autocomplete said petrified turd.
Yo. The turd is scared.
It's turd. Yeah. Paleoscatologists. That's crazy. Are there paleo jizzologists?
Yeah.
You gotta think about there's something to think about, okay? Paleoscatologists have been able to discern much from the girthy deposit, including that its producer ate mostly meat and bread. And he was likely a Viking, lived in approximately 9th century AD, and had a gut full of parasites. My man. Indeed, the manure was found to be infested with whipworm and mavworm eggs, suggesting the Viking often had an upset stomach and other gastrointestinal problems. Yeah, no shit.
So,
it's funny. Or a lot of shit.
It's funny to picture Vikings. They're always like presented as like these brutal people. But it's just a bunch of guys with stomach aches that can't fight really that often.
Yeah.
And just shitting their brains out. Like, what?
Oh, fuck, yeah, man.
Yeah. What if they're just a stinky bunch?
Yeah,
know?
Yeah.
And they just they revise their own history.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, no, we're definitely badass.
Yeah, yeah.
No, we did a lot of fighting.
Yeah. No tummy aches.
Yeah, no tummy aches.
No.
No stomach hurt. Never. Oh, fuck.
I got fucking... Why did I eat that raw sheep?
We should not have eaten the goat. While it's alive.
Yeah, they all have worms, so they're rubbing their ass on the ground like a dog. This is funny. Today, the log resides in a glass box. Wait, no. Last one. The center is proud to call itself the turd's final resting place, even hosting a virtual workshop in February called Poo Day, in which fans learned about the dung's significance.
Can we see a picture of said turd?
There it is.
Come on, man. That's a piece of wood. No way, dude.
No, that's a petrified turd right there.
You can taxidermy poop?
Yeah, is it stuffed?
Yo, is that a pizza roll? If I bite into that right now, is there a saucy dude. Center? What is tomato sauce? 39 grams.
Oh, fuck. It's just liquid poo in there. You know what I mean? You bite into the crusty outer layer. And you suck out the... Oh. Oh my god, it's like a fucking mozzarella stick, you know what I mean?
I'm crying because you're making yourself throw up. None of us are saying anything. You're like ugh.
Imagine, dude, it's so gross. It's got like carrots and corn in there. Imagine that shit. Imagine, oh, dude. Man, I am.
Oh, it's the poop version of a shepherd's pie. Oh.
Ew, dude. Oh. No.
Oh my god. Holy shit.
This kind of looks like Hunter's dildo.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. No, Hunter's dildos, it's so much more elaborate. This, I feel like, this looks like a pastry.
Oh, yeah, dude.
If they put this
in a Nutella filled.
Oh my god! Oh, they sell remakes in the museum shop.
Yeah, exactly.
And we have chocolate turd. Yeah, it's like in the style of
fried turd pastry.
Does Campbell's soup in there? SpaghettiOs. You bite into it, fucking beans come out.
Ew.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Dude. This makes me, eating like shit makes me think of the season finale of The Challenge coming up.
Okay.
I'm stoked.
Yeah? Why?
Man, the way they do the final challenge, it's so good because it'll be all these physical competitions, and then in the middle of it, it is eat a platter of disgusting food.
Okay.
It's cow balls.
Yes.
You know, fermented pig guts. There are people that have... You know, they dominate the athletic part, and they get to that, and then they lose all their momentum.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. It's so funny.
Have you been watching the season?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. It's been pretty good.
So is it like the same people compete for the whole time, and then like...
Yeah. Well, they have eliminations.
But then like the people that end up in the final episode have been doing it the whole time.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah, so they made it all the way through.
And the course, like the shit changes every time?
Yeah. War of the Worlds is one of their... greatest seasons. The physical challenges in that are, some of them are just insane, you know. And
I love that show.
Yeah, this season has been pretty good, but I'm just stoked to see who makes it through it. I want to puke thinking about what they eat anytime. Whatever.
Coffee.
Oh no.
On my pants.
On
my pantalones.
Oh no, coffee in my pants.
Oh.
Yeah, I got a little Gatorade dribble on my t-shirt.
Gatorade?
Yeah, I drank some Gatorade this morning.
Oh, nice. Gatorade Zero.
Yeah, a little Jeezy.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
A little Jeezy.
Yeah, a little Jeezy.
I watched the rest of Beckham. That was awesome.
Was it?
Yeah, I thought it was fucking great.
I don't know. Everyone in England hates him.
Do they?
He's a serial adulterer, and everyone knows it.
Yeah, they kind of gloss over that part a little bit. Like, but also, like, he's the hottest dude in the world.
In the world? Now?
I'm saying this as a straight man. Every scene, no matter what he was doing, interview, like talking head interview at fucking 55 years old or however old he is, or on the field, sweaty as hell mid-game when he's like 25, that dude is fucking hot.
You wanted him.
He looks impeccably good.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? In everything.
Sure.
How the fuck every shot, maybe not there, but I'm kidding. But every shot of every fucking hairstyle, everything.
I take it back.
You know what I mean?
You know what? I changed my mind. Yeah. I take that shit back.
No,
I mean, when he's on the field, you know, he's a good-looking chap.
You know, so no wonder he fucked around. No, I'm kidding. There's no excuse for it. But it wasn't just one girl.
People in England say that it's constant and it's a lot.
Still?
Yeah.
Really?
I don't know, man. I don't know,
They fucked him.
I don't know.
They've all fucked him.
I don't know, bro. It's just apparently what they say.
I don't know, man. I think he's a nice guy. I don't fucking care about his personality, honestly.
Yeah.
The story is great.
Yeah.
Like, I just love a good athletics sports story.
Well, then that's
it's
the
just
other
fucking
side
good.
Of it.
It wasn't really about their relationship at all.
Mm. All the footballers, they say, he's not that good. He's not that good.
Yeah, I don't know. What? It's still good. Like, I don't know. Just a good story, I guess. I guess it's not entirely about his, like, athletic achievement. It was also a mixture of, like, how he got so fucking famous, too.
Yeah.
And how that affected his career.
Yeah.
But I did find it interesting that he did seem to move away from his family, like, 15 times. Which, you know, definitely kind of goes hand in hand with the adultery thing.
Yeah.
It's like every time his family would move somewhere, he'd be like, thank you, but I'm dipping. You know?
Yeah.
Thank you guys for moving to Italy, but I'm going back to Miami or whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
LA. I mean.
Tough.
But no, I thought it was a good story.
Maybe I'll watch it. I've just been on Top Boy. I'm not caught up.
Something light.
No, G.
How's that? What season are you on?
Season 2.
Nice.
I'm not all the way there. Yeah. I haven't watched Summer House yet. I understand it's the prequel in it.
Oh, is it?
But I'm going to watch it afterwards.
Oh.
But it might make more sense what I'm watching, yeah. I'm just trying to think of other shit they say.
Oh, God.
You all right?
Yeah. I actually did have 3 Nutella pastries for breakfast before I got here.
Sick.
Yeah. Little beignets.
Yeah. I'm personally starving, so I would have liked one of those.
Yeah, sorry. I should have asked.
Yeah, you should have held it in your hand and drove it all the way here for me.
One beignet?
Here you go, man.
Here's your petrified turd pastry.
Here's your petrified. I'm like,
liquid shit inside. Suck it up. You know?
Like shrimp?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. Man, this episode is, what a return to form.
Yeah, I know, right?
Making the listeners want to puke.
Yeah, oh yeah.
We know.
Hope you're not eating right now.
All the long time listeners are like, oh yeah, this is the good
this
stuff.
This is the good stuff. Oh, finally,
just like
back
they used
on the,
to.
Finally.
Man,
I've missed this.
I was reflecting.
Oh yeah, ordering oysters. That's what it is.
Yeah.
An oyster, you crack it up. Yeah. Suck that little thing out, you know?
Oh yeah, this girl. Oh man, this girl went dummy viral.
What is this?
Oh man.
Oh,
this is a break. This got broken down like crazy.
Okay, let's watch it. Yeah. Fontaine's Oyster Bar, Atlanta, Georgia. This is a TikTok.
Dude.
A few weeks ago, out with my friends. This nigga been texting me for weeks, talking to himself. Why I didn't block him? Bitch, I don't know. But today I was bored and I had time, so.
Dude.
So, okay.
Dude.
Dude. Dude.
What?
Bro. You're texting. Oh my God, man. She referred to him as texting himself.
Talking to himself. That's really good.
Oh my God.
Destroyed, yeah. That's really good.
You gotta know that, man.
Do you think he was actually talking to himself?
No, he's like,
hey, how's your day going? Pretty good.
No, he's like deeper stuff, more vulnerable. Bro, you're good. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine.
She's gonna answer.
She'll answer
eventually, man. Keep at it.
So he texts me like, can we meet for drinks? And I'm like, yeah, meet me here. They got the best fucking oysters in Atlanta, like, hands down. So I'm like, yes, I can get some content. Come on.
I can get some, oh my God, I can get some content. She's going just so she can get some content.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Just wait, bro.
Wait, pause it. What's the guy doing right now? He's like third plate, huh? Okay, yeah. Oh, can I get one? Or she's like,
just
nope.
Just wait, dude.
She's sucking those things down. Oh.
Now, okay.
A fourth plate has
your
arrived.
Your eyes do not deceive you. A fourth plate has hit the tower, sir. your eyes do not deceive you. Now, this is a crazy tease, just for starters.
Yeah.
A woman that you've just been desperately trying to get her attention says, meet me here for oysters. And then in front of you, she's just has her head down going,
I'm filming it too.
Yeah. But you're just looking at her like
So what do you like to do for fun?
Every time you make that sound, I don't think I can stand up.
Oh. You're saying he's super like horned up.
Yeah,
that?
Yeah. She's teasing the shit out of him.
He's yeah, just they're also an aphrodisiac.
Yeah, he's looking at the top of her head while she's going.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. True. She's sucking. Yeah. Slurping sounds.
He's sitting there just like, oh fuck. I don't even know your favorite color.
I don't think she's trying to tease him.
I know she's not.
She does not give a shit about this guy.
No, she doesn't.
She wants to eat 50 oysters.
But bro, you know, there's something when, you know, like when you're a young single dude and a woman will not give you her attention, I feel like it almost like falls down a staircase where you're almost like slightly into it because like, you know, you're almost in like a balls kicking in the Best Buy parking lot situation.
Yeah, treat me like shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This girl fucking doesn't even care about me, but god damn.
Yeah.
She's there going, please goddess.
Yeah. Please goddess. Please spit those back in my mouth.
Please kick me in my face.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, when the fourth one came out, he was looking at me crazy. I didn't give a fuck. I'm like, baby, you invited me out. I'm going to eat. And I was coming anyway. But I ain't going to lie. No, I want to do it all that, but I did do all that. That was so good. I was not expecting it to be that good. Oh, it was just so good. Like, I just...
Wait, you can... she's narrating it, and then you can hear her in the background also going, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Mm. I had to. It was so good. So after that, I'm like, baby, what's next? What am I about to eat? These potatoes, they were so good, and the crab cakes. Everything was so good.
He's like, all right, should we get the check?
Yeah.
She's like,
bro.
No, what do you mean? This is appetizers.
Just wait.
Okay, yeah.
10, fuck baby. Why the fuck this bitch ass nigga say he going to the bathroom and never come back?
No way.
Yeah.
King.
King.
The fuck? I'm like, hold the fuck on. It's been like 10, 20, 30 minutes, bitch. What the fuck this nigga ate at the end of...
So, the argument people were making was, bro, he said meet up for drinks.
Yeah.
And you went there and you put down 40 oysters, potatoes, and crab cakes, and you didn't talk to him once, and he just said drinks.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm out of here.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Because... I'm not here. Like, we're clearly not.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
He's like, I didn't even get a fucking oyster. I wanted, like, at least one of those. If I'm going to pay for them, can you just give me one?
The tweets were so funny. It was like, I think there was one that was like, she cleaned out Bikini Bottom or something.
Oh, fuck, man.
Desus tweeted, he was like, she said, and then it was like a... Yeah, running out of the tab is crazy. I offered to take you out for drinks, and you ordered all that food.
I can cash up the total for the drinks. Nice. Okay.
Yeah, so he's still offering.
That's good. Yeah, I'll get the drinks.
Yeah.
I'm not paying for 40 oysters. Yeah.
I think it was Desus who said it. He said, she said, and it was like a person eating, like an emoji.
Okay.
And he put 40 fucking clams. This killed me, dude. Whatever.
Okay.
Oh.
Oh, wow. Right.
Yeah,
we have a heart out. Screamed at right now.
Yeah.
All right, guys. We just got in huge trouble. So we gotta wrap this episode up.
We got in big trouble.
We just got yelled at.
Okay,
bye. Okay, bye. Bonus at teamgstudios.tv, by the way.
Yeah.
We're about to launch into a
sick ass episode.
Liquid poop.
This week on the Bone Zone.
What in the heck? Bottomless raving with huge schlong.
You know, me being me, I'm a fucking truffle pig for discharge.
Watch the full episode by signing up for a membership at tmgstudios.tv.